Blog Talk Radio.
A fabulous evening. I'm Cynthia Johnson, and I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson. We're your hosts this evening for this powerful, powerful healing circle event facilitated by Bill Bowers. We're going to have a wonderful night. It's going to be just fantastic. A lot of breakthroughs. Hey, Dr. Reggie, how are you?
I'm doing great this evening. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm excited.
Oh, that's great. It's very exciting. It really is.
Yes.
To see how God intervenes and brings healing is a wonderful thing.
Yes.
And shifting energy.
Oh, my God. Yes. You know what I love the most is the fact that people who have been following us in Circles of Prosperity, and especially those who participated in our last book study, which was Oneness, they totally get energy. Because
yes.
Oneness just talked about energy. And tonight, we're going to be working with energy. Because what we are energy, right?
We are.
That's how
we heal, and that's how we work, and that's how we think, and that's how we have our being.
Amen. Everything is energy. So before I introduce our guest, I want to have you go ahead and do our opening prayer and set the tone for this powerful evening.
Okay. As we breathe in, we affirm our oneness with God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything that we are. We ask that instantaneous healing take place this evening and permanent healing. Because I know that when you do any healing, it's forever. It doesn't matter how long it's been. And I thank you for that energy. As a facilitator, use Bill Bowers' hands, his energy, his tools for tapping into the divine to bring about and to make this healing possible, letting everyone know that it is you, the higher self, the God self, the energy of all energy that makes it possible. And you are everywhere, in our food, in our water, in our air. We breathe you. You are life itself and working in us, around us, through us, and as us, living beings and souls in these bodies on this planet called Earth. And we thank you that all this energy brings about a healing that's powerful. People are not looking to one person as a divine, but we are all divine.
Mm.
Give us energy that we need to facilitate our own healing, as Jesus is the great physician. And let us not forget the energy of the master teacher and the master healer, and that we use this energy to fight every possible ailment, from cancer to avoid surgery to kidneys to lungs to prostate. Everything that is made by you in the body can be healed by you in the body. And we know that we don't have to look for God and look for you. You're already there in us. Let us always go within and know that there is no lack anywhere. Healing is always available to us and with everyone's ministry. We believe it is so this evening, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. Okay, so let's get Bill on the line this morning.
This morning?
Not this morning, this evening. I'm so used to doing the show in the morning. Hi, Bill.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. I wanted to.
You know, you kind of told on yourself because you've been at this since 3 a.m. this morning, and so you're not kidding when you said good morning. I really got that.
I don't know what time it is, actually. I'm just lucky to be alive and here and well. But listen, I want to tell everybody about you. Bill Bowers is everything. He's a medium. He is an intuitive. And now he is really works with energy and dowsing. And Dr. Reggie and I have known Bill for several years and worked with him, and we've just watched him evolve into this master of moving energy. He will be moving energy not just with things that are dealing with your health, but the blockages that are keeping you from progressing and accomplishing things that you want to accomplish. Or if you're having problems in a relationship or in your finances, because we are all energy, Bill is going to be working with that energy. So we're going to get started here, and Bill is going to tell us how he's structuring the evening, because everyone on the call will be participating and adding to this huge energy flow. Bill?
That's exactly right. And what's so amazing to me is we talk about multidimensional. We talk about mind, body, and spirit. Well, you know, if you're not feeling good, you don't feel as spiritual unless you're crying for help. If you're sick to your stomach, you cannot handle your best food. If you're emotionally sad or physically not well, you can't work or produce. So one thing feeds the other. What is so interesting about tonight that it's multifaceted. I have done since 2001 manifesting circles, and that would be anywhere from 7, the magic number of 7 or more, or 20 up to 30 people in a room in a circle. And each individual would sit in the middle of the circle and take their blocks with them and express to the group, I'm having a real hard time with, I may lose my house. I have something considered terminal. I am so lonely. These things, each individual would be in the circle. Everyone around the circle would then, under my guidance of what God or Source gives me, would tell people how to send the energy off and to use that. We're going to do that here. We're going to do this nationally. And everyone here who has the ability to speak, has the ability to eat, has the ability to sleep, has the ability to interact, has the direct connection to Source energy. For those of you on the call who are not Christian, and with the opening prayer of using Christ, understand that in all language, whether it's quantum physics, or if you're atheist, or if you're more science-based, if you're Jewish, or if you're Hindu, of any religion, the truth of the matter is we're all divine, and the main message of all the masters have been, know your divinity. And don't make it a book of rules or rely on, this is not the Bill Show, although it's Circles of Prosperity, it is the Us Show. We are evolving in a time where all of us are waking up, and it's happened before in history, but this is the mass time of evolution in the new paradigm that everyone's been writing about. For centuries, we've been told during the Mayan calendar, through other mystics from Russia and from South America, that all the prophecy lead to this time period of a full awakening. Everyone on the call is on the call because they are interested in their own divinity, their own self-awareness and self-actualization spiritually. The days of relying on an individual to be your spiritual leader are done. The leaders are tired. They can't do it all themselves. Reggie himself, I've seen him work so hard for everyone. It's time to teach a man and a woman how to fish. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to have a few individuals that we've talked to before who were either on the program last Wednesday morning or have called me directly, and they have volunteered to be our little guinea pigs in the sense that they have volunteered to let personal things be in the circle. These four people are going to be in the circle, and I'm going to show and instruct everyone on the line how to open up to me so I can give you the dowsing frequency that is already set for this group, and that will happen soon. When you follow the guided line, just be open to receive any energy that you feel, but in your own way, pay attention to how you start to surge. You may have palpable feelings. Your heart may open. You may be teary-eyed. You're going to feel vibration. I'm already feeling it. Having said that, we are then going to help and listen with empathy to the person in the middle of that circle. Because if they get theirs answered, you will also. And it is going to be the type of thing we're going to be healing receiving healing, and watch for the rest of the week and for the rest of the month what unfolds. It's just going to be miraculous. I've seen this happen for the last 5 years, and I'm thrilled that we're doing this nationally.
Oh, thank you so much, Bill. So, you know, some people will say, well, how is it that you're going to focus on a couple of people and that I'm going to receive a healing? How does that work?
If you visualize a wheel and the spokes of a wheel with the circle parameter to make it spin and the hub in the center, it's the exact same thing. If anyone knows the principle of prayer, and if you're not of a religious persuasion, everyone knows the principles of thought, prayer, thought, psychic energy, frequency. I mean, even the government uses remote viewing with mystics and psychics. So the connection in what I call the matrix, which is like a longitude and latitude net over our heads, it's where our third eye and our crown chakra is. It's been known in India, it calls the net of Indra, which is that connection that all of us have. I mean, most of us are talking on a cell phone. We pick up something in our hand, somehow the signal goes into the air and goes to the next signal, the next cell phone and the cell phone number, and receives information. The same thing with your built-in 5 psychic senses. So that's how we're doing it. You're all going to be receiving and connecting because we are going to be in the circle. As a matter of fact, if everyone can start taking a really deep breath, I'm going to ask everyone not to cross their legs. Make sure they have back support. You're not lying down on a bed or on the floor. Just sit up straight and allow this current to run through. And so how it's going to happen is we're going to have a few minutes where we're going to clear with a guided meditation, get us down to the relaxed state of being the cell phone without interference, the party line without
okay.
noise.
So we can, you sound a little muffled, Bill.
Yes. Is that better?
Mm. I don't know if it's just me, but you are a little muffled.
Oh, he does sound muffled. Can he hear you?
Yes.
Go ahead, Bill. You want to? Maybe it'll clear up.
So, in the frequency energy, when everyone takes deep breath and relax, pay attention to your shoulders. Pay attention to your neck. Show and see if there's any stress in the body. Pay attention to your feet, your shoulders. Just breathe in calm, breathe out stress. Breathe in calm, breathe out stress. Breathe in and invoke each person, your version of your higher power, your version of what God, Goddess, Source Energy, may even call it just consciousness. The universe doesn't matter. It's not an ego problem. It doesn't have to be identified as only one way. Bring into your room and into your body the Holy Spirit, like the first one. Now, Sophia, if you can... I'm going to take a minute of silence.
I can't hear.
Can't hear me? That helps. Good. We pray this get resolved.
There it is.
There we are. All right, so everyone in a relaxed state, I'm sure some people could hear and some people couldn't. Is this better?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, full deep breath. Bring in your version of higher power, source energy, God, mother, father, goddess, consciousness, higher self. Invoke the power of the one.
Oh.
I am now going to send for a full minute and see yourself receiving it like a massage, the energy of the all, pure light energy that goes through the body and the pulmonary system and the electrolytes in your body, electrical impulses. On the count of three, take deep breaths, and on every exhale, send it through your body and receive the energy starting now. And if you don't feel anything off the top, it's okay. Just to be relaxed, it's coming in. Open your heart. Relax. From the day you were born, the present moment, this life force has always been with you. Now, at the level that you're feeling at this moment, ask for the energy to come in deeper. Ask for the energy to saturate your body from the top of your head down through your feet. And be very aware of your left hand and your right hand. Be very aware of your left foot and your right foot. On the top of your head, see a candle flame without a wick, the flame itself, the flame of Pentecost. The flame of the all. Inside that flame, a beautiful eye opens up. It is your higher self seeing heaven on earth. From that eye, a tear drops down into the top of your head, anointing you with holy oil. All right, now we're going to let that current is continually running now. So let that continue to drip and be aware of the light above your head in a relaxed state. And with much empathy now, I want everyone on the call to listen to our first volunteer to help with their situation as I orchestrate that. Cynthia, who's our first volunteer?
We have Cody on the line. Hi, Cody.
Hi, Cynthia. Hi, Bill.
How are you doing, Cody?
Good, thank you.
Cody, we spoke, and we spoke of some of the situations you were dealing with. The measurements of the categories that we had assessed for you were self-sabotage and self-punishment and mental programs that were you plaguing yourself with for never being good enough. That has moved, as of this morning, 60% positive from what was 30% negative this morning. There was also the category of brainwashed programs. You were measured at 0.25 negative in the spiritual realms. You're now at 70% positive as of this morning. Another thing for Cody was at original soul at birth. When he came in at birth, that original soul was out of his body a good 70% negative.
Wow.
As of this morning, it was 70 positive in the measurement. The other category was bad medicine. The effect of medications was 1% negative. As of this morning, since I've been working with him for about three in the morning, I'm working with him, 50% positive. The demonic forces that were in his energy field and on the home and on the property was 70 negative. It was now, as of an hour ago, 60 positive.
Wow.
So I want everyone in the group now who don't know Cody and those who do to take the information that you have, the infusion of the energy you have, put your one of your hands on your heart, the whole group, and see Cody in the middle of the group. And if you don't know what he looks like, Cody, I just want you to state your full name now so people can hear your signature and your energy imprint through your voice, okay? So your full name is, go ahead.
My full name is Randolph Cody Smith.
Okay. And the biggest prayer or wish you would like to have for yourself at this time is, go ahead and state it.
Wow, that's a hell. Well, biggest wish I would like to have is just peace of mind. Peace of mind.
All right. All right, say no more. Everyone, there isn't anyone in this circle, in this room, we're all in the same room. There is no one in this room that does not want that full time. So if you, on the part of the call, all of our volunteers, everyone listening, if you have peace of mind, you've got some to give. Those of you who are in turmoil at this particular time, Archangel Michael wants me to say, you have many memories where you have had peace of mind and you long for that again. As recently as 2 years ago, the death of someone who died, chronic pain, fear of the prejudice and the effects of the media with the amount of dark, negative, and deceitful and greedy energy and the destruction of our planet. We still know, standing in the face of all of that, how to have peace of mind. So on the count of three, and I've got my very special pendulum blessed by Buddha Maitreya, I have that working on Cody with his picture here, but more importantly, everyone on the group now, on the count of three, are going to take your hand or your heart somehow and use your hand that's free to send energy from the palm of your hand to Cody in the middle of the circle, because he's in a complete circle and he's in the middle, and we are the spokes of the wheel. On the count of three, one, Cody, all you do is just breathe and receive it like a massage. You don't have to work. Just take it in, okay? Everyone on the count of three, heart on your hand on your heart, visualize Cody. Cody, I want you to say, I openly accept this information and this healing.
I openly accept this information and this healing.
Everyone, take your hand off your heart and put it into the center where he sits. Send the transmission. I'm sending it to your head. It's coming down you through your hand to him. And I'm amping it up now. Do not cut your breath off. Breathe deeply and send the transmission. Breathe in calm. Breathe out the healing. Breathe in the calm. Breathe out the healing. Cody, just take it in. Let's be quiet for 1 minute. Cody, I want you to straighten up your back. You're slouching. I don't know that, but I don't see you, but I see that you're not sitting up straight enough. Allow your spine totally erect to allow the energy in. Everyone can complete now and put their hand back on their heart and take a break and rest for having given this healing to Cody. Cody, is there anything you can share with how you've been feeling since last Wednesday?
Since last Wednesday, I was with a friend of mine, and I actually could see some things. I could actually, we were talking, and I could actually knew what she was getting ready to say before she did. And since then, I've been mostly just trying to be peaceful and be quiet and observe myself and see the different changes, the different energies that transpires that's in me, you know. I just try to take myself really slow because this is important to me, so I don't want to miss any if I can help it.
There's so many people on the line that the pendulum is still spinning and sending you love. And I want to have also, along with that peace of mind, that you have total self-love and acceptance.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Anything you want to share, Dr. Reggie, what you're getting
at? You know, it's really funny you said that because I could see the pendulum spinning. And for some reason, I'm picking up pink and amethyst. I don't know where that's coming from. But also, the other thing is, when you mentioned a negative energy that was following him, it's from a long history. And there's someone in your family that has the name of a bird, Raven. The name is Raven. Are you there, Cody?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. I'm definitely here. No.
I don't want you to faint and pass out. But there's someone named Raven. It followed her from history of a legacy of history. Raven.
I have a goddaughter named Raven.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
It followed her. Whatever the curse is or whatever the negative energy is, someone did that to try to attack the family by way of Raven.
Okay.
Oh, my God. And they're asking me, too, this pendulum is still spinning. Who is Lillian?
Lillian was my first wife.
She crossed over or is she gone now?
Over.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. When he told me to breathe, when Bill said breathe, I saw everything in my head. Oh, my God, it's crazy.
Yeah. So along with that, the original soul from birth, which was 70% out of his body, is now 90% back in. This will continue for you. This will continue you for the rest of the month. You will unfold just like a homeopath remedy. I have to tell everyone on the line, and I was given this 5 times today. After today's transmission, I don't want, you can do what you want, everyone, but trust me when I tell you, one of the main ways to get the physical, to anecdote the energy that's happening today is to drink carbonated soda or sports drinks.
Wow.
That creates such acidity in the lymphatic system that it almost tarnishes. It's like here we just cleaned up a copper pot so the tarnish is off of him, and then to go and oxidize it and put it in dirt or misuse it. All I'm saying is carbonated sodas and sports drinks acidify the body and lymphatic system so much that you're highly acidic. And when we're acidic, like acid rock, like acid foods, it corrodes the spirit. So just like they tell you with homeopathic medicines, don't drink coffee or mint after you take a remedy. You do not want – if I could tell the world to stay off that stuff, you're going to find emotional, financial, and spiritual things better as you drink more alkaline, organic juices, organic water, blessing your water, blessing your food, but stay away from carbonation.
Mm.
So especially you, Cody.
Okay. Thank you.
So thank you very much for that, and I want to thank you for being our first volunteer. I'd like to hear how some of the people listening are feeling. I don't know if we can do that, but I'd like to at least at this time hear some feedback from the people that were sending the transmission. Is there a way we can do that, Cynthia?
Yes.
Okay.
If you are interested in giving us some feedback, press 1 on your telephone keypad, please. 2527, you're on the air.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you? It's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. I actually had hit the button before, the call started just to let you know I was here. But anyways, I'll share some feedback. All I can say is whatever that just happened is amazing. It's, the energy, I don't know how to explain it. It's like, wow. Did I say wow? Is that okay?
It's okay to say wow.
I'm kind of speaking stuff right now, which is probably a first, as you guys know. But anyway, go ahead.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle.
You're
Let me get a couple of more people in here. 1911, you have any feedback for us? 1911. I can hear you driving. We'll go to the next caller. 5940.
I would hope that someone's not driving when this is going on. That's not a wise thing.
I know. 5940, you're on the air. Okay, so some people were pressing 1, but I'm not getting anything. Maybe they don't remember their number. 5940, the last 4 digits of your number. Okay, well, go to the next one. 6694, you're on the air. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have some feedback for us? What did you feel during this first energy infusion?
I felt, because I came on a little bit later, but I did feel when we were doing the energy back to, I forgot the guy's name that just is, I could feel that going into Cody. I really felt that.
Well, my hands got very hot, by the way.
Yeah.
What is your name, please?
Paula Davis.
Paula Davis, okay.
Wow. Okay, thank you, Paula.
Right.
I just want to share with Paula one of the things that really also would help her, what she aligned with was Cody, was also for her, the percentage of the original soul that you came in with birth on, it's 40%, almost 50% out of alignment. So that's why, because he had it as well, you were able to relate and pick up on that, because that's part of the energy that you needed as well, Paula.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. All right. I want everybody to take a full deep breath, because I am cooking. I am so hot with the energy. It's time to get it out and give it to you all. So we're going to do that.
All right. You want to go to the next volunteer?
Yeah, but before we do that, we want to cut off our connection with Cody, in the sense that we have focused on him now, so we just want to neutralize and scramble the concentration of that energy on him, because energy follows thought. Every holy writing, every scripture talks about that when the source creator, God, decided to become the Word, he was fully happy just as is, but he had the thought, I want to create. We get to do that every day. We get to decide, I want to create my world this day. So that thought follows us and motivates us through the energy of action. But energy itself, which is Holy Spirit or life force, will follow what we say in the next bit. So let's bring on the next volunteer.
Okay.
I thought you were going to do that was the close?
Yeah, I was closing it with my pendulum. We were closing it. We're just closing the energy connected to Cody. That's done.
All right, that's done. So our next person is Kivis. Hi, Kivis.
Hello. Hi, Cynthia. Hi, Dr. Reggie. Hi,
Dr. Hey, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Kivis, so, I have to really commend you for your positive spirit, because of all that you've been going through, it's been quite a challenge, and you could really be down in the dumps about it, but in reality, the hope and the ability to know that there's answers for you, that you have the ability to see healings and have things work out. It's not, when we think of healings as miraculous, it really is science and nature working with us too. And sometimes the information of what to do, even on the earthly plane, diet, location, toxicity, that has a lot to do with having the prayers answered. I am sure that there is a physical, basic, scientific explanation for every miracle Christ did. It's never supernatural where it's not against the laws of nature. It is the magnification of that. And you have had, I got to say, an incredible positive spirit for all you've been going through.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you.
So why don't we... A lot of people don't know what Kivis has gone through. So, Kivis, do you want to tell us a little bit what happened with what's been going on with you, and then what happened with you on Wednesday with your first session with Bill?
Sure. I've had 4 surgeries to remove endometriosis. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. I've had 4 surgeries to remove endometriosis. Surgery 3 and 4 were within 5 months apart. Surgery 3 was to remove my ovaries, which is estrogen, which endometriosis feeds off of estrogen. The endometriosis returned in 5 months without the ovaries.
Wow.
To have the third surgery, and the fourth surgery was just 5 months ago.
Mm.
So I'm on this quest that estrogen is not in my body. However, this disease continues to grow. So there's something else here that's happening, and I'm on this quest to figure this out.
Agreed.
A medical mystery, I am not. A child of God, I am.
Amen. So So now, on Wednesday, Bill spent time with you because we were introducing Bill to our audience. Bill, what was your diagnosis? What did you pick up from her?
Well, I really got that there was toxicity in the home, negative energetic patterns in the house, that there were things in the house that were affecting her health, getting into her bloodstream, and then we come to find out in the fall that there was actual mold in her closet. And
oh my God.
People are known to have all kinds of symptoms. When you breathe in mold and it gets into the bloodstream, it is very hard to get rid of. It's like trying to get stain out of wood once you've stained it. But what I've got since then, Kivis was sweet enough to send me her picture, and I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 categories.
Wow.
I'm hearing static. Am I?
Yes, I'm hearing it too. Kivis, I'm going to try muting your phone. Let's see if it's coming from you. It is. Wow, that's the energy in her house.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
Yep.
As soon as I muted her phone. So you picked up, as time went on, Kivis was able to tell you, well, confirm for you a couple of things, right?
Right.
Okay, Kivis, I have you back on the line.
Okay.
All right. So what were you able to confirm for Bill?
The essence, salt, and alcohol that Bill recommended, I did that. And I tell you, I kid you not, after I did that whole thing, I prayed before I did it. I prayed after to remove the negative energy. I took the what was left and I put it in the toilet and flushed it.
Yep.
And I tell you, within like 10 minutes, it was all of a sudden, it was like a cloud, like a veil or something was lifted off of me. I felt a shift in the energy in my place after
wow.
I did that.
Wow. Okay, so Bill,
no, I'm measuring you now, and you're at 70% positive.
Wow,
negative energetic patterns that were in the house last Wednesday, which was 70 negative, is now 70% positive. And because we're on the call, it's raising on its own 80, 85. It's now risen higher. The other categories that we found of the 56 different categories a person can be afflicted with is spirits of victimization and codependency. They need you to be sick. They need you to be there so they can feed off of you. That was 70% negative. The other category that she was dealing with is curses, black magic, and bad medicine. This really got me because it was 90% negative. Now, when I say negative, I don't mean negative evil. It just is. It's ACDC charge. But the effect of negative charges, of course, is hard on the body because we want to be positive in the angelic energy. So it was 90% negative. Her prosperity frequency, this is why I was amazed by her. She had, even though she was dealing with all of this, her ideal life force frequency was still 30% positive. Now, that's low, but not for someone who's going through what she's going through. So we raised that up, and I wanted to know how much is the prosperity frequency aligned with Kivit's frequency, and it was 50% positive this morning.
Wow.
All right, so we have the other thing. This is going to crack you up, but I want everyone to pay attention to this. If you believe you have spirit guides, guess what? Sometimes your spirit guides need to be fired. Kivit's compatibility with her spirit guides was only 30%. They're not on the job like they should be. So I don't know if it meant because she wasn't necessarily communing or communicating with them, but I got that her spirit guides were actually 30%. Only 30% positive. Well, that's like having a bodyguard only 30% of the time and he's on the job. You get something.
Oh, my
else.
God.
And so when I got that, I asked them, how much is Kivit's spiritual compatibility with my guides? And it was 90. So I lent them out. And so what I want everyone on the call now, And one last thing, this is crazy, but it's positive. The amount of love and gratitude that was in the home, in the walls, in the people that lived there before her, in her own, you know, emotional ups and downs, 70% negative. But even the love and gratitude that she had in her body with sickness and surgery and anesthesia and drugs, she still had in her body the gratitude or the energy of love in her body, 50% positive.
Wow.
So is the posse ready? The team that's now listening? And please understand, this is important. My guides want to share this. Every one of you on this call can relate to every one of those categories because you're all susceptible to the imbalance or the balance of what was just said. So, Kivitz, I want you to visualize yourself walking out of the circle center, the perimeter of the circle, and walking into an empty chair in the middle of the circle. Okay? So bring yourself there and let me know when you're sitting.
Okay.
All right. Everyone on the call, I want everyone to take whatever hand is free, preferably the right hand, but if not, that's okay, and put your palm up at heart level and take your hand and bring it out to your side so you look like you're ready to be served something with your hand out, not in front of you, but to your right side. And I want everyone to envision that flame without a wick, candle flame, anointing you over your head. And the third eye that's opened in the middle of the flame is now, the eye itself is a beautiful amethyst. No, it's star sapphire. It's a beautiful blue eye. And from the tear of compassion drips down onto the cradle cap, onto that little cradle cap on your baby, into the head, into the skull, dripping down into the brain and into the pineal gland where another third eye opens up. Everyone, some of you are breathing tight. You're trying so hard to get it because you're listening. That let it be a relaxed visual, a surrealistic, dreamlike state of vision. Everyone take a deep breath. And as you inhale, calm, and you exhale, stress, the flame above your head got larger. I am now sending you more energy into the palm of your hand. The right hand is now going to be anointed with healing energy. And on the count of three, take a deep breath. And on the exhale, a new flame, another flame, flickers right in the palm of your hand. It may even tickle. Now, I am breathing in and I'm sending from the top of your head energy through the skull, through the third eye, down to the brain, down to the third eye, down to the heart, and moving to the right hand. And the healing power across the all, across the divide, the sentinels of the sun and the guardians of the moon, that flame be a saffron yellow flame. Now changes to blue, like the blue skin of Shiva. And then becomes pink. And now take that flame, everyone, and when you're ready, on the count of three, send it to Kivis, K-I-V-I-S is her name, and send that flame with your hand and blow it to her so it goes into the heart and through the body. Kivis, I want you to say, I am open to receive.
I'm open to receive.
Everyone in the call, send the transmission. If anyone's lightheaded, take breath. Feel yourself sitting in the chair. Feel your feet if they're tingling. Breathe. This is the first time some of you have done this, so pay attention to how you feel, but know you're being a funnel, a conduit for divine energy to go through. You are all masters of your life and your connection with the all. And open up your heart to this dear woman that she gets the healing beyond just what she's asking for, with extra blessings as well.
Wow.
Kivis, you have a expert in the field of what you're dealing with who is more holistic. He may be an Indian doctor, but it's a younger person who somehow gets a hold of this situation or somehow knows of your case. And I just see him being able to really help you in a very Ayurvedic way of helping you with the things that you're doing. So Ayurvedic medicine, even Ayurvedic teas and herbs may help, but this guy actually has an MD degree, so keep that in mind. Whether he's in spirit or he's a real doctor you're going to meet, he's here to help you with the diagnostics of what not to do regarding this. But I say a major portion of symptoms are going to subside now. Please stay away from coffee and caffeine. Stay away from sodas and sports drinks. There are drinks that are can replace that, which I can give you the link to order them that will help you with this. But above all, know that it's been done and expect results at this time. Kivis, put your hand on your heart. And when you're ready, you can express how you feel.
Very
how are you doing?
Warm.
Very yeah, that's
warm.
Good. That's a good sign. You assimilated the energy 85%, according to this pendulum wheel. The callers themselves who have been sending the signal, there's two different levels. Some of you who are new at this sent and got 50% of your transmission sent in a way that was beneficial for her. Some of it you kept for yourself. And then there was another group that's used to working at energy, whether it's Reiki or massage or in the holistic fields. They sent out the transmission of 80% positive. Well, that was really good. Whew. Wow. Thank you, Kivis. I want
Thanks.
To hear reports from time to time. I think we're going to set up some way where we all can email each other and kind of track how we're doing throughout the month.
Good. Bill,
yes.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Only because when you were doing the flame thing, I was taken back in time, and Kivis was walking with Jesus and the disciples. So there's a very close connection, sacred energy with her and Christ. There's a very powerful and a very close one. And she was telling him about doing things like music and drawing, but they said, no, that was outlawed. If they did, a woman doing that would be a no-no. She'd be stoned. So her energy right now that brings forth something artistic, something that's dying to get out. I don't know what that is. What is that, Kivis? Do you know?
Music and drawing?
Or something. I didn't say that. Is that what it is?
No.
Art, something
like
artistic.
Doodle. I like to doodle, but I don't think of it as art.
No. There's something
no.
You
do with the energy of Jesus Christ, and it's very powerful. And it's
you
about bringing it into this lifetime.
Do you doodle with colored pencils or with pastels?
Yes.
Which one do you use? Do you use pastels or colored pencils?
Colored pencils, purple, ink.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, I see that. Okay.
I just bought a bunch of colored pens just 2 days ago.
That's right. Funny.
Yep. Yeah, creativity, the creative juice is like a vitamin supplement for your physical healing because it's an emotional release, too.
This is wild. This is amazing. I saw her walking on the sands of time with Jesus. I'm serious. So there's some connection with Christ energy. Very powerful connection. So it's inside of her Akashic Records, inside her body and soul. It really is. It's amazing.
Wow.
If you have dreams about this, let me know. I'm really excited to find out what happens. And I'm really excited about your healing, too. And I think that's why people were jealous of you, to try to do the negative stuff that Bill was talking about, to bring that energy into your life, into your house, because someone is very jealous of that beautiful polarity of Christed energy.
Oh, wow.
Wow. It blows my
pretty
mind.
Good.
Wow.
Everyone take a really deep breath.
Okay.
Clear yourself from the connection of the disease and the things she's dealt with. Consider it gone. I would like to banish the spirit of physical pain. Banish it from her body.
Amen.
And there are others who are actually having physical symptoms being relieved right now as we speak. If we want to open up the line again for a couple of feedbacks from some of our listeners, it would be good to do that now. Thank
okay.
you, Kibbis.
Thank you, Kibbis.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Yes.
3312, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shelley, and I know Bill from Sarasota.
Hi, Shelley.
Are you one of my dance partners?
Yes, I am, Bill.
Yeah, and
yes.
our sacred dance here in Sarasota. Yeah, I've moved back here. How are you?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of in chaos right now. Not
yeah,
kind of. I'd say I am a lot. But I resonated with Kibbutz on, I started crying about halfway through your talk with her. And it just touched something in me. And I think it's about the pain, because I have chronic pain as well. And I also was very struck by the first, your first volunteer, Cody, the self-sabotage. Is this making me cry? And the self put down, and I feel like I have a negative spirit attachment, but I don't know.
You want to hear something beautiful? Shelley, I have to interrupt this one. The minute I heard your voice before I knew who you were, I asked,
yeah.
What category is this person you clearing from? Self-sabotage,
uh-huh.
self-destruct, self-hate, self-punishment, mental programs, 27. That's exactly what you just said. It was already spinning there. And it's 80%
yeah.
negative charge for you, 80% negative.
Yeah, yeah.
So
right.
the cool thing is, because I got it before you said it, Spirit's here to get rid of it. And I want to share,
yeah.
as I told everyone before, 80% negative doesn't mean a bad report card. It means it's no different than, and I think I shared this with someone else, if we walked into a cottage and had been there for 8 months without any cleaning and there was like 8 inches of dirt on the dining room table, it would take,
mm-hmm.
you know, 80% covered. It would take a couple of buckets of water to change the water and a couple of rags, but it doesn't really take too much of a time to clean it off. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how dark that is, I mean, Cody started feeling better the very first moment we had the call last Wednesday because, as Reggie said, there is no time with healing but for the restrictions that we think it'll take. To the
right.
degree that you have
right.
faith in Escarome. Right now, I'm going to do this right now while you're on the phone because it's spontaneous. I am neutralizing and scrambling the 80% negativity of self-sabotage, self-destruct, self-hate, self-punishment, and mental programming. More Americans have this category off the top as the first one that's got to be cleared than anything else. We know how to suffer.
Wow.
We know how to have disappointment and suffer and struggle. You know what? It's boring.
It's you're
boring.
Darn right it is. God almighty.
So, right now you're
yeah.
being worked on, and everyone else that's on the call, if they can relate to how she felt, just send her energy at will. Just send her energy. Pull the, if it looks like a scab on her back or a black sweater, if it looks like a ball and chain on her foot, doesn't matter. Visualize what that looks like for her. And without even going through a meditation, everyone in the group, just take it off. Let it dissipate, melt, fall off. Bring it at the top of her head, behind her, where her neck and her head meet in that occipitous muscle, the atlas bone of the skull and the neck, the top of the back of the head, have
yep.
an opening of light come through and infuse healing light, the color of a light mint, sea green, sea foam green, not jade. Okay. And she accepted it 60%. So we went from 80 negative to 60% for right now. Okay, Shelley?
Yes. Thank you, Bill. God bless.
Hey, we're having dance Sunday morning at the same place this Sunday. Maybe I'll see you.
Well, if I could fly down there. I don't know.
Where are you?
If you're in, I'm in Maine.
Oh.
I'm in Maine right now.
All right.
Yeah,
thanks
I've been living here. Thank you. God bless. Bye now.
Keep in touch.
God bless. Okay. I think we should probably move on to Brandon. He's
sure,
our third volunteer. Hold on, let me find him. This room is full tonight. I know we're going to have to do this again because you can see that it takes time, but you know it's so worth it. Hi, Brandon.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
All right.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience with Bill?
Well, I spoke with him. I first talked to him about a few weeks ago, and then when he got back to me with the results, I guess it all seemed pretty accurate. I felt like it was really true, the numbers that he gave me, and I feel like he can do something for me.
Mm-hmm. So, Bill, what was his initial diagnosis?
Brandon has been having 5 years of suffering with a rib that has been pressing on his lung.
Wow.
And he's in California. He's a young man. He's 21. But the lung has been pressing on the rib cage, and it's been pressing on, so it's been causing him a lot of anxiety and a lot of problems. I would imagine mobility. And because he does a lot of manual labor work, it's hard for him to work in that condition. He's been suffering for 5 years. 21-year-old boy to be doing this. I got in the categories 90% negative of old vows and agreements. And I couldn't figure out how such a young man would have old vows and agreements at 90% negative. The other category was demonic forces in the body, 70% negative. The other category was negative energy patterns within his person, 40% negative. And then finally, polluted thoughts. Thoughts that he thinks that he doesn't even realize are not best for him, that they're negative and they're not the truth, 80% negative. Well, the old vow and agreement came out that, here's the catch-22 for Brandon, and I want everyone who are us older ones to help a younger one, a young man who's coming into his own divinity and power, to realize he has not been able to even see a chiropractor because he felt he didn't have the money. So the old vow agreement is the old vows of just suffering and suffering under, working hard, working as a laborer, not having enough love of self or belief that he could have the money to do this. And I've encouraged him, I don't care if he has to skip a rent for a month, he has to find some physical assessments or alignment for him, because I'm sure that that's part of it. If you're off in your spine and you're torqued, well, we know all kinds of symptoms can happen from that. Brandon, have you been able to also find a chiropractor yet?
No, I have not.
Okay. So in this case, with 90% negative old vows and agreements, 70% negative demonic forces in the body, and that can very easily be from food, from spirochetes, from things in the blood, things in deodorants, aluminum, metal poisoning. There's all kinds of ways, if you look under the microscope and see toxins in the body and viruses in the body, it actually has a very much like an insect life about it. So those are entities. And if you add and include marijuana and or alcohol and just regular food, many things have a consciousness. But if he's out of whack, out of alignment, it's really hard spiritually for someone to be pressing on their lung like that. He's not even oxygenating as well. So I only talked to him a couple days ago, not even. And he got on with you, Cynthia, to be here. So here's our third volunteer.
Okay.
Dr. Edgy, please take chime in on this situation as we send the signal, because I really think it's a catch-22. And Brandon's financial and emotional awareness, he's not aware of the faith that can bring the money in. This is an unusual position because for a 21-year-old, he's having to discover through crisis, he's having to discover his empowerment with the divine.
Mm.
And so, you know, no one gets rewarded for freak out. No one gets rewarded for fear and
for freak out. That's right. Nobody does.
No, no, you never do. You can do it all you want, pity, party of one, and that's not Brandon. Brandon's a doer, but he does not understand as of yet the opening of his ability to manifest from what I can see.
Mm.
So with these high figures of 90 negative, 70 negative,
oh my goodness,
you know, 40 negative, and then polluted thoughts 80%, the best we want to do is just peel off all belief systems, all negative entities, anything that's on him that he cannot do himself right now, okay? So I think everybody on the call who wants to help our young people can do that for him. Brandon, all you need to do is walk into the center of the circle and sit in that chair mentally and let me know when you're there.
I'm there.
Okay. Now, part of you thinks, this is hokey. But no one understands that it's the possibility of the unseen and the things that can happen and go on in the unseen. And, Brandon, I want to mention, if I may, you've already been told by everybody that you have gone to see that they don't know what to say because there's nothing wrong with you. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, already know that the problem has not been diagnosed in the 3D world. So I want everyone, and Dr. Reggie, you in particular, I feel, can do something for this with him.
What I'm feeling right now, Brandon, is for you to take a deep breath and relax. And God is prompting me right now in my spirit to call in the Archangel Michael. And in the name of my I Am Presence, I call forth Archangel Michael's blue flame sword for Brandon right now to feel on his body. The flames ascending and descending up and down his body, in his heart, in his mind. He is a divine, sacred child of God. I'm asking for you to descend right now, Archangel Michael. Enter thou, the most holy servant in the light. Increase Brandon's will to be. Grant him greater faith than he's ever had before. Stand with him. Bind discouragement. Bind apathy. Bind fear. Give him greater faith than he's ever known before. Archangel Michael, come into his world. Increase his sense of victory. Amplify his light. Transmute his substance. Protect his chakras. Guard his heart. Fill him with the spirit of overcoming. Teach him the right application of the law. And Archangel Michael, overshadow him. Bind the engines of war in him as a person and protect his mission on earth. Sustain him. Sustain his family. Guard his finances. Protect the Christ child inside of him and binding inside of him. Guard all of his life. Protect the child aborning in the womb of who he is as a person and an energy, his womb chakra. Archangel Michael, Archangel Michael, Archangel Michael, I am the guard of Michael's name and standing in that light and the flame of freedom that lives in his heart. I am the twin flame of action of Archangel Michael. I want you to know that we love you as a child of God and who God is, he who is like God, the victorious sense of his own God, free being, let be made manifest where he is right now and in the spirit of overcoming. Michael, you are the angel, the first angel who is like God. It is done. It is finished. It is sealed. And I accept Brandon's victory right now. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is.
I was neutralizing and scrambling the pendulum in the reverse order. You spin it in reverse to neutralize and scramble. As he was doing the invocation, it went on for a long time, and then it stopped when he was done with the prayer. Brandon, your body accepted 100% the transmission of the energy. There was no...
Wow.
It just seeped right in. 100%. That's rare.
It's fantastic.
How are you feeling?
I feel great right now. I was overcome with like a sensation really strong.
Amen.
Yeah. And one other message for you. You really want to start working towards the life purpose work that you enjoy, that you're inspired. Not working as a laborer unless you love it. And my son works with stone. He carves and he loves stone. It's a heavy medium, but it's time for you to start looking at things that you really enjoy going to work. If 60% of your 40-hour work week is not enjoy, and you're doing it because you have the skill and you have the resources, you have the strength to do it, but you're not enjoying it, you really want to find, like Kivis has to be creative with artistic work, you have to start looking at ways that you can have joy in the work that you do and go after the kind of jobs that you want and take a break from some of the stuff that you're doing.
Amen.
Okay.
Wow.
And the angel tells me in 7 days, things get better for you. You're going to sleep better at night because you're not sleeping well at night. And this low back pain is crazy. It's going to be healed instantaneously. You'll feel this energy on your back because Cynthia had it change instantly in her back. And also, in terms of money and finances, they're opening the doors right now. So your path is going to be open, Brandon, and I'm blessing you and sending affirming energy that God is going to heal you. Bill has been very instrumental in opening doors in the dimensions, interdimensionally. So now it's going to work for you in the physical realm, and you'll be happier. In 7 days, watch your luck change completely. But you have to stay on course. Stay in spirit, not thinking about all the negative things in life, all my girlfriends, all my father doesn't do this anymore, nobody loves. Get that out of your head and only focus on the reason you're here on earth. All of us are angels watching over you. And Michael's sending flames up my body right now that can tear the house down. I'm serious. It's amazing, the energy. So you'll be blessed. And give Bill a good report.
All right, thank you.
Okay? Mm-hmm. All right.
Keep in touch with us, young man, or I'll send you to your room. No,
that's right.
I think that 21 is a pivotal time for you to come into power. The universe, source energy, the Christ, you know, however you want to call your higher power, Brandon, I don't know what faith you grew up with, but know this, anyone that wants to live in a fully realized life to be of service by enjoying life and sharing and teaching others how to do that, you could be a leader in the people of your generation to start walking towards a fully realized life. It has to start with your own fulfillment first, and now you've been released from this. So please keep in touch with us, and we'll see. We want to see how your progress is and how you're doing.
All right, thank you very much.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. 8603, you're on the air. 702 area code
8603. Hello, hello, Chris. Hello, Cynthia, Fancy Sue.
Hey, Auntie Sue, how are you?
I'm fine. Hi, Uncle Reggie.
Hey, Auntie Sue from Las Vegas. Oh, my God, how are you? Oh, my God.
Wow.
Anyway, I've been throughout all three of these. My third eye has been crazy, and he was talking about healers that were sending 80%. Well, I'm a massage therapist and a Reiki master, so... Maybe that,
wow.
that kind of verifies things a little bit.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Yes,
oh, my God, I miss you so much.
I miss you guys so much, and I'm really trying to figure out a way to get down there this summer. So
no. Okay, we will. We'll work on that one.
We'll work on it. Thank you.
And thank you, Bill, for all of your wonderful teaching today.
Oh, yeah, I tell you.
Isn't he awesome?
He is very awesome.
Yeah, I'm very thrilled to be expanding in my work on more of a national level. Things have been happening since I've moved here from Sarasota, Florida. I live in Asheville, North Carolina. I used to live here.
I love Asheville.
Yep, I live there. I have a house or a condo there, and my son lives there. My aunt lives with me there. And I'm back here in Sarasota where I opened up as a mystic in the year 2000. Here I am 7 years later returning. Siesta Key Beach has quartz crystal sand that just vibes my energy. I have full, perfect health after years of ill health, years. My mother died at 23. I almost died at 20, and I just had ill health until probably mid-50s, and now I'm just turning the clock back. But more importantly for you, I'm asking, is there anything at all that you could use some clearing on? And basically, you know as well as I do, like not changing the air filter or the oil filter of your vehicle, you can be taking on other people's stuff in the work that you do. So the number one thing I ask of the 56 set points, is there anything that she needs clearing of? And I get no, because you were clear during this transmission.
Oh, super. Yes, and I did need the clearing. I've had a lot. I've been working with a lot of cancer patients.
And oh my God.
Well, you don't know this yet, Reggie, but I was approached by a group of oncologists that are actually putting together like a Cancer Center of America locally here, that kind of organization, and they approached me to work with their patients and also some very severely injured clients also. The good news is I had one girl that they told her she'd never walk again. She fell off a rock wall, and yesterday she came into me without a walker, without a cane, and she's walking just fine.
Wow. See?
So
that
I've got a lot of energy going out lately.
That's amazing. Sue, thank you so much for joining us. I'm glad that we're at an hour that you can. She's in love.
I know.
So, Bill, how are you?
I love you guys.
Oh, we love you
too. We love you too.
Love you too. Bill, how are you holding up?
Oh, I can keep going. I'm raring to go. I'm just
fighting.
It's fine. Yeah.
All righty. So, we're going to move on to Gloria. Let me find Gloria. You know, we have so many people here that a lot of people have pressed one. I've got a hunt for Gloria.
the hunt for Gloria.
Oh, my goodness. Gloria.
Hi there.
Hey, I had to hunt for you.
Yes, indeed. I'm right here.
Oh, okay. So Gloria was on the call on Wednesday, and she was like the last person that Bill had a chance to talk to, and so he didn't get a chance to do a lot with her, but he dropped a bombshell on her, which was about what? Share with us what he told you.
Well, what he said was that, and hi, Bill. Hi, Dr. Reggie.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi. What he said was that there was, my question was about abundance. So I just really feel blocked in that area. It seems like the more work I do, the more stuck I get sometimes is what it seems like. So what he told me was that there was some sort of either a curse on my mother's line, in my mother's lineage.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the information that we got there. It was very, he just actually pulled the tarot card at the end. So, I'm very excited and the energy is really flowing tonight. Let me say, I mean, I am just really warm. My hands are tingling and I'm just really looking forward to what comes next.
Okay.
Wow.
Let me share with you what's happening for you, because this is how cool this is, because you've been so patient. You emailed me, and I just, this week, as Cynthia can attest, there has not been enough days in the hour. And it seems like time is fun when you're having flies. And so I really didn't get to you until, today, but know this, dear daughter, that already color therapy is going to help. I am neutralizing and have everyone in the group. Many times, and she's conscientious. I mean, I saw her photograph and looked at it, and it's like, she's no slacker. It's not poor me with this woman at all. Do you know that 80% of your frequency aligns with the frequency of prosperity? So in other words, yeah, you've been doing your work. You're right. It's not about something that you've not been doing. This is not about you. How many times have we done everything we can to keep our heating bills down? We'll close and insulate, and we'll do this and we'll do that. We'll do all that we can, and all we have a really high heating bill, and it turns out that there is a window in the attic or in the back room that's been open, full open the whole time, just bleeding out our heat bill and goes up. Our energy is the same way. And you did have three generations of women that are used to struggling, used to being sharp, used to being clever at the level of awareness of their generation that was handed down to you, like the color of your hair and other skills. So we now, as a group, by divine right order, and just because we say so, that you no longer have a block to allowing the right kind of work, the right kind of money in the form of gifts, in the form of coupons, in the form of finding something that's an antique and realizing it's worth money, There are new ways of creating business by allowing it to come to you. You are no longer going to fill out X amount of resumes. You are to write up on a beautiful piece of paper, preferably rice paper, decorative paper, and write up a resume to the universe. Write your resume, your date of birth, your skills, and then you will write your job description as to what you want. It doesn't even have to have a title. Just list some of the things that you want to do, list some of the things and how you feel, and how you're going to give back because of the blessing they'll be giving you. We don't even need to have a occupational name for it, but know this. Everyone on the call, and this is an important call, Gloria, save the best for last, that everyone on the call that's having a struggle with life purpose work or working and not getting paid for the efforts of what they're doing, I am now neutralizing and scrambling, especially the blocks that we don't know about. We don't have time to go into all the categories. That's more of a one-on-one. But at this particular time, I want you to, with your head proud, to get up off the outside of the circle and walk to the chair in the center.
Mm.
Let me know when you're there.
Okay, I'm there.
All right. Everyone on the call, trust me when I tell you this is a big one. This is a big one on everyone's mind, and Jupiter is doing its thing this week. So I want to say that everyone who is not satisfied with the lack of abundance, the lack of work, if you are all self-employed or wanting to be self-employed or part-time self-employed, I am neutralizing and scrambling any blocks, seen or unseen, that would prevent you from growth and expansion with a larger yield. But this also comes with a price. This comes with the price of you also having to look at your self-sabotage with where you do not spend the time to really put into your business and get lazy, spend money you shouldn't, waste time, and be more efficient. You are the gods and the goddesses of your weekly planner. So make sure that the best way that you can bring in the work that you need is by sending a resume up to the universe and allowing for your Indian runner, your employment agent, to be divine source and any angel of your choice or any relative of choice, anyone that comes to you in your mind and your heart that wants to be your employment agency to help you, to have it come effortlessly. It will come if you are relaxed and on the beach. When I want work, I never advertise. And my favorite place to be is by the pool, you know, receiving sun. I want to be brown like men and women of color.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is I get sun because it's my solar chip. And I believe in past lives I was Indian. I actually have seen that. But here you go. When you allow as if you were wealthy already and you have restaurants or corporations working for you, you're at the phone with your cell phone by the pool with your drink in hand, drink of choice, and another deal is coming in, another deal is coming in, and you're making deals and allowing money in as the advisor. When someone who has money is like that, they expect the money to come. Bill Gates does not have a little piece of tape on a mirror saying, "I'm abundant, I'm abundant." That's trying to talk yourself into it. He doesn't have to do that. He knows he is. Stand in that power of knowing that your skills are needed by people around you. And do not allow any self-sabotage in the form of brainwash programs, negative entities, parasites in the body because of eating wrong. If you eat junk and processed food, your body then has to operate in such a way that it has to work harder to process that. And the most important thing is ask the prosperity frequency to align itself with your frequency. This pendulum is still for the group. This pendulum is swinging in reverse in a very wide arc. There must be a lot of people that are into this and get how important this is right now. I promise 150% that by next month, whenever we do the next call, there will be countless of testimonies of job opportunities, of new job possibilities, of being offered to do something that you do for fun. And it will happen because it has to, because you're tired of the old, 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 and the same old, same old. Never help the poor by joining them. Raise the frequency now. It's now been neutralized. Raising the frequency now for everyone on the call, and even people related to you that are in the household that live with you who are not on the call. You'll get to listen to this again at another time with the archive and the recording, but know this, that the prosperity frequency of the group, of the circle of prosperity, we are a circle, and Gloria, you're just getting zapped. It is now assimilated 70% in the collective. Gloria, I want you to invoke Michael Archangel verbally and ask him to raise it to 100% for everyone. Go ahead.
I invoke Archangel Michael and ask that you would raise that frequency to 100% on behalf of everybody on the call.
Mm.
And so it is.
So it is.
Ooh, that was great. I went from being warm about the face and the head area to right directly in the center of the back of my neck. Interestingly enough, that was an interesting feeling, but as I was in the circle, that's where the heat localized, right in the center of the back of my neck. That was great. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
The back of your neck is a gate where both negative and positive entities can come in. So I'm being blessed with living in Sarasota. I can get into that prana energy of the Gulf and swim in that salt water and pull it off me. For those of you who aren't near that body of water, it's important to have salt baths. I have a recipe for salt bath that I can share with people. It's a cup of that Epsom salt, a cup of baking powder, baking soda, and a cup of Epsom salt in the tub with either geranium or lavender oil, essential oil. You 7 drops, 8 is better, and you get in the tub and you soak up to your neck. You put tape over the overflow so it really is up there. You will pulse. It will pull negativity, other people's stuff off of you. And then what the most important thing to do is when you empty the water, you stay in that tub until that last drop of water is gone, and you will feel the day, the week, the negativity, the lack of faith pull off you and then go straight to bed. The next morning, you'll feel like you spent a whole day in a very healthy spa at the Ritz.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
We need to clear our auric field, because we're inundated with secondhand smoke in mass consciousness.
Wow.
And the media.
That's interesting you say that too, Bill. I live in Florida, so I'm often at the beach. I live in Florida as well, so I go to the beach as often as I can to pour the salt water of it all.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gloria. Yes. Bill, we have 37 minutes. I just want to make you aware of the time.
Okay.
We need to move to Judy.
Yeah.
And I'll just take one person here very quickly to see how they were feeling during that healing. Hello. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. How are you feeling during all of this energy work?
Tired.
It's making you tired? What is your name? What's your first name?
Kathy.
Okay. Did you have a question for Bill, maybe?
Yeah. Can I just get guidance? Or do I have to?
Oh, my gosh. You want guidance, too?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's funny. Before you even said that, you know what I have in my hand? I have tarot cards. Someone said to pull them out because this is like a message for you, and I think that's what we'll start doing from now. I think there's been enough energy infusion for the first time because it's going to continue on like homeopathy. You know, what's your first name again, Kathy?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you know how homeopathic remedy, do you know anything about energy medicine with homeopathy?
No.
Well, homeopathy is the opposite of regular drugs. If you need a painkiller with drugs, they'll up the dose. Like if it's like 5.5 milligrams for Valium, they will raise it up to 7.5 to make it stronger. In homeopathy, it's the opposite. Valium is taken from valerian root. Valerian is an herb. When they do a homeopathic medicine, they cut down the herb so it's less in dosage and it's more powerful because it becomes energy. They put it in a little sugar pill and you put it under your tongue, and if you shake it, it gets even more powerful. So what I'm saying to you is, what happened tonight was more than a mega dose, and that's why you're tired. And the other reason why is you got it on many levels, not just on one issue. So the guidance right now for you is you're okay with what you're doing right now. On the, you're the goddess of your weekly planner. When you look at your weekly planner, yeah, you're the goddess of, yeah, and time is fun when you're having flies. That's what I tell people. So here you are, strong spiritual forces surround you right now. And you've got a lot of irons in the fire, but you did get them started. So what you want to do is when you look at your weekly planner, don't put appointments back-to-back. Leave room in between for the unseen in case you're late, in case someone else is late, and treat yourself to a spa-like day, or just, you have to do something that nurtures yourself.
I had a pedicure today.
Well, there you go. The other thing is, have you been feeling in the last few months like in limbo, like not knowing where you're going and what you're going to do, like what's really the next step?
Yes, and this loud ringing in my ear.
Okay, is it the left ear?
I think it's the right.
So in other words, if it were me, it's my right ear? In other words, if I were you, I would be feeling it in my right ear is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening for it. What's going on is, you know, what do you do for work?
I work in IT release management.
Don't tell me something.
I sit at a computer all day.
Well, there you go. I mean, all the frequency, because it's electromagnetic fields with the ear. You know, you're at a computer all the time. There has to be a way that you can ward off some of the EFTs being at a computer all day, being at the screen. It's like electrical poisoning. And that ringing in the ear, sometimes it's blood pressure, but that's not the case with you.
Hmm.
Here's the thing. It's important for you to redefine what's important in your off time with work.
You know, a lot of people in our country, we just don't know how to relax. We work all the time. And you have said this, you've mentioned this to people, several people tonight, that they need to find where their joy is. Find out where your joy. You just need to shut down. And I know companies want to work us like we're slaves. They have attached us to laptops and Blackberries and iPads. We can't turn it off, but we have to find something that gives us joy and allows us to release it and let it go. And I hear that message over and over from you tonight, Bill.
Yeah.
But Bill said something very powerful, too. Those EFTs, electromagnetic radiation poisoning from sitting at a desk in front of a computer all day long without breaking. And I love what he said, you're the goddess of your appointment book, because you are. You have to get up deliberately and intend to take a break no matter what happens. I don't care if it's 30 minutes, 20 minutes, too long, take it. Because, Kathy, you need to live and be viable and to be contributory to society. God didn't make you a slave to the computer.
Well, I do take that break, and I use it to go to the gym.
Oh, that's
good.
Good
for you, because you want to make sure that in your neurobiology, that's something very powerful right now. I don't want you to get poisoning, ringing in the head, tingling in the ears, all nausea, vomiting, all those things are next. Blurred vision, all those things come from computer stuff. Believe me, I know.
Yeah.
I get rid of all of that stuff and just say, you know what, I'm taking a break, go home, and do the thing he said about the that oil. What is it? The not amethyst oil, but the other one, the essential oil.
Lavender
oil,
lavender,
and take that
or,
and put it in the tub and water, because it's very good to release and relax.
What was the other one, Bill?
Geranium oil or lavender.
Geranium is fantastic for healing.
Ooh.
And it's for clearing off psychic cords and connections.
Yeah.
Now, I have another thing that I have to suggest, and then we can take another caller. Kathy, you've got to have, for your health right now and for who you are, for inspiration, and to feel like life is really worth living, that you're not on a cog in a machine, You've got to do 2 days out of the month, whether it's a Saturday one time and Sunday another. You have to have 2 days a month where you're going out of your norm. You take a day trip. You go to a theme park. You do something with the arts. You do something museum. You want to make sure there are 2 days a month in your life that you're doing an exploration on something you've not done before.
Okay.
You have to do it. You spend the money, whatever it is. This is you need variety, and you need to have and realize that your age, at your time in life, is now
the time to do it. I'm kind of enjoying my new spiritual awakening.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So guess what?
Huh?
Start planning trips to sacred places.
Right.
Start training places even in your area, in a 100-mile area, or in a day trip,
right,
or an overnight. Okay. Start going to places. Nature itself is the divine temple.
Right.
So ask spirit to lead you with a bunch of people. Hey, you want to do this? You want to do that? Have you seen the movie The Exotic Marigold Hotel?
No.
Okay, it just came out with Judi Dench. I want you to watch that movie, The Exotic Marigold Hotel. It's a movie about seniors who are in England who all go to India, and what an exploration.
Oh, I heard about that movie.
Well, it's your homework. You have to watch it.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Kathy, thank you so much for sharing with us tonight.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Okay. So before we go to our next caller, I just want to let people know what Circles of Prosperity is about, because many of you may have joined on tonight and never been to Circles of Prosperity or listened to our show. And we normally air every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we do book studies. But and we have guests on from time to time, like Bill. We've had several intuitives on. We featured Melody Barron, who is a raw food consultant. And but the whole purpose of Circles of Prosperity is to teach you that to make you prosperous in every area of your life. And prosperity is really who we really are. We were designed to be prosperous. We were designed to be joyous. We were designed to be full of love. That's who we are. That's the essence of our being. So we have studied some wonderful books. One is, we just finished Oneness, that was transcribed by Rasha. It's a channeled work. And our next book study begins on July the 9th, and it is called Spiritual Partnership, The Journey to Authentic Power. And what I love about this book is that it's really talking about how the planet is evolving, how we as humans are evolving. We're basically new human beings, and therefore our relationships with each other have evolved. The dynamics have changed. Someone was telling me the other day that 70% of marriages end in divorce. Why
yes,
is
especially,
that?
Especially the second marriages.
Yes. So this book, we're going to discover the new dynamics of relationship, which really revolve around our spiritual growth. You get to know the new rules, what you should be looking for. The old relationships were about survival. How do I survive? Who's going to take care of me? Women were looking for a man to take care of them. Men were looking for women to, you know, have kids, take care of the house, cook, bury. You know, that was important for their sex. That was important for their survival. But there's something more that we're looking for, and that's what we're going to be discovering. And that begins on July the 9th. It's going to be a wonderful journey. If you visit our website, which is circlesofprosperity.org.
Perfect segue. I want to make a commercial interruption just for a second. When you visit our website, please don't forget, we depend on your tithes to keep everything going. We pay a fee every month for the radio to be on, and we don't charge any of the guests or the people who participate, but we do believe in tithing and giving without giving. You know, we're living. You can't live without giving. And Khalil Gibran, in his book, The Prophet, I'm sure you read it, he said, you give little when you give of your possessions. It is when you give of yourself that you truly give. So think about that when you're dealing with the circles of prosperity, to be ever abundance in the flow, creating always and blessing yourself and sustaining the affluence and prosperity when you learn to give, and it will be given unto you. And that's the end of my statement.
Thank you, Dr. Reggie. Yes, there is a donate button on the website. You'll have to hunt for it because that's not our main priority here, but we appreciate any donations. If anything has been a, if these lessons have been a blessing to you, the teachings have been a blessing to you, the work that Bill is doing tonight, please feel free to make a donation. But where I wanted to tell you is that there's a membership, a members forum on the website, but you have to sign up to be a member in order to participate. And those of you who were on the call tonight, you can go to our website and join as a member and participate in the forum, especially those who volunteered, so we can get an update and know what's going on with you and how you were impacted by the energy work that we've done here tonight. Also, we have a Facebook page. Please take the time to go to Facebook.com and search for Circles of Prosperity and like our page. We feed you there with a lot of information and inspiration, you know, so you can follow us on Facebook. We also have a Twitter account. It's called Circles Prosper. You can follow our tweets. And, of course, we're on Blog Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Blog Talk Radio so you can keep up with when we have these special, wonderful guests like Bill joining us. So that's my little advertisement, and we're going to go to our last volunteer tonight, which is Judy. Hi, Judy.
I thought you said Anthony Artis is last.
Hi,
you're going to be on?
How you doing?
Good evening, Cynthia.
Good
I'm
evening.
Great. Yes.
Bill, you still there?
I'm here, but I'm not all there.
Okay, so Judy has not had a chance to work with Bill, so we're going to let Bill do the first diagnostic. This is how it starts.
Judy?
Yes.
Judy? Okay, what I'm going to do is just have you state your name, and I'm going to do a diagnostic without you telling me any of the issues, okay?
All right.
Your full name is, state your name, full name.
Judy Fay Cockrell.
Okay, very good. 56 set points is the single digit. Okay, I've got I'm using my dowsing wheel tonight because it's the infusion of energy is what this particular call was about. So of the 56 set points, is there a single digit that, yes, what is the most important? And it's number 28. I got that three times. Well, Bill, wake up. 28. There are things that you have grown up with and learned your whole life that are still running you that prevent you from creating miracles and walking on water. Category 28 is brainwash programs. Now, when I say brainwash programs, there isn't a person on the face of the earth that has not had to undo brainwash programs. You know, in times past, Judy, you take beautiful children, and they're in kindergarten and preschool, and they're creative, and they're spontaneous, and they have no insecurity. All you have to do is put them in a public school system and undo that, and then you have to undo the damage of what that can cause. Many, many people will tell you in growing up there was a lot of trauma because of parents that didn't have the right coping skills or fear of the teachers or being bullied by kids. So that's just a natural thing that as we grow in the ethnicity of our family, the location where we grew. In your case, there was a lot of programming that was protocol, that this is the way we do things. And so even though you're older and an adult and can make choices, many times we make choices based on the way we were raised. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Because more importantly, would you say that you are still in full agreement with the religion you were raised in?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay. So on some level, do you see yourself, I mean, may I ask what you grew up, how you grew up as far as your faith, how you, what you were raised as?
Yes, I was Baptist, Southern Baptist.
Okay. So do they not teach in Southern Baptist that we are sinners and that we, in fact, need salvation through Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Okay. And would you agree that Southern Baptists also think that other religions that are not Christian are not really, really blessed by God?
That's true. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that is a falsehood that you grew up with your whole life, and it's not the truth. There are many people in India that believe that if you're born into poverty, you're considered an untouchable, meaning no matter what they do, they have to be lower caste people because it's their lot in life and they have no right to change. Do you agree with that?
No.
No, of course not. The reason why I'm saying that is because the 0.25 negative energy in the spiritual realms means the light of the Christ, the light of the good things about the way you were raised is still with you. What we want to pull off are the doctrines and the false beliefs. Even now, however age you are, you can always learn new things. When you think about it, all master teachers, Christ, Solomon, they broke free from the way they were raised to seek and have a personal experience about what God wanted them to be. They changed and became much more service to the world. So I'm giving you permission, and I'm taking off of you any brainwash programs and beliefs that even though you don't ascribe to them, they still affect your decision-making and how you see the world. How is your sleeping? Do you sleep well?
Pretty well, yes.
Okay. And I'm pulling off, it's going on for a while now, I'm pulling off any negative doctrinal things of the way you were raised. See, what you have is the ability to have vision. You have the ability to heal. You have the ability to help people, young people. You can even help people long distance, but like what I'm doing. But you have to have the belief that it's possible, probable, that you can do that. So we have assimilated 70% of what I'm saying you're taking as possibility, and that's important. If you were standing before the throne of God right now, what would be a question you would like to ask?
Do everyone have an opportunity to stand in the same place around him?
Say that one more time so I make sure I understand.
Do every individual have the same opportunity to be around him, to be in his company?
What do you think? How do you believe about that? How do you feel about that? What's your opinion?
Well, some people have no fear, seemingly, of anything. And sometimes I wonder, it seems like the number of people are increasing. But I believe that if you have fear or know that there is a higher source that fuels you, that gives you greater strength.
And so really what you're talking about is the people that have no fear sometimes don't have morals or common sense and sometimes do things that they don't feel they have to answer to anyone? Is that how you feel?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Know this. Every soul on the planet has, I don't want to call them tests, but there's no other word to say it, so let me just say it this way. Every person comes in with trials and tribulations and problems that they have to solve. They're either going to try to do it themselves or invoke the power of the unseen. There are no atheists in foxholes. That's a very old cliche. Do you have someone that passed in spirit? Is your husband passed?
No.
Okay, all right. Because there's a man that passed away that has been a very close connection to you. I don't know who he is per se, but he was very, very astute. Maybe he was your pastor. This is someone that was very versed in the Baptist faith. And he is saying to me that even he changed his mind about the fact that everyone is spiritual. It just depends on their waking up. All right, so Judy, there are people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s that have all of a sudden realized they have the propensity for art. they have the ability. I saw a video of a woman in her 60s who's become a bodybuilder. Okay? We have the ability to transform and change ourselves. So every man and woman has the opportunity to stand before the throne of God where they're not imperfect sinners, where they have to just wake up. They have to wake up, and usually the only way that it happens in the past has been through trauma and problems. People seek God when there's trouble. That's the highest time when the universe gives people their attention. So for now, I know it's a lot to think about, but the number one thing in your time in your life right now is to challenge and question every belief you've been taught. And you're going to be receiving and experiencing some pretty good synchronicities and many miracles that will come that will help you to expand your soul's education of what the truth is about God and people. Okay?
All right.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Let's take, thank you, Judy. I'm going to take a couple of calls here. It's thinning out. If you have a question, press 1 on your telephone keypad. I can't guarantee that I'll get to you, but I'll try. 6945.
Oh, hi.
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 What is your name?
Erica.
Hi, Erica. Do you have a question, or do you want to share what you felt tonight?
Well, I pressed 1 back when you were asking if anybody felt anything during Cody's energy part, and I just wanted to say that I felt like a sharp pain in my right foot, and just the whole time he was going through his thing, I just had the chills the whole time and kind of felt like I wanted to cry.
Wow.
But then for the other 3 people, I don't know if I got distracted, but I didn't really feel anything.
Okay. Bill, do you have any questions?
I have an answer for her.
Okay.
Does she have a question? I'm sorry.
Erica, do you have a question? Maybe
I do have a question about, I have a situation with my neighbor in the back. I can't seem to let go of something that happened 7 years ago. And I've been working on it for probably a couple months now. And it's still, I don't know. I was scared then at one point, and I still can't drop that fear. So I'm wondering how to shift that whole thing.
So this is a neighbor that lives behind you or next to you?
Yeah. Behind.
Which is it? Which behind you or next to you?
Behind.
Okay. Was something deceptive brought to light where, you know, somebody was being deceitful and then they got caught or it was made manifest?
Well, he works in law enforcement. And when I had a spat with his wife over their child spending way too much time at my house.
Yeah.
He kind of came over and threatened me, and there's just been a lot of like sort of harassment for like 7 years now.
Mm. Well, it's been going on all that time.
Go
ahead.
They're still very angry, and I probably hurt them by saying their child couldn't come over, and that I've had enough.
Yeah. Okay, you know, that's really hard because, you know, even though there's a fence, you're like at earshot, the vibration of like I'll say rockets or missiles of vibrational curses, hexes, or ill will can really, I mean, it is. It's intimidating. It's in the air. It's like if someone's cooking a barbecue across the fence and you don't want to smell smoke or smell spare ribs being cooked because you're vegetarian and it comes into your house, it's invasive. So let's look at the harmony between the two. Can I have initials of that person or at least the front? Because there's 70% discord and disharmony between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
So can you give me a name or at least initials?
Well, it's both the husband and the wife. The wife is TM and the husband is JM.
Okay. So there's 70% disharmony. And anybody on the call, if they've had anything like this before, it's really important that you can also, if you relate to that, just visualize, because the people listening to this do not have the charge that you have because you have to deal with it, right?
Yeah.
So neutralize and scramble the light of the Christ, the light of the all, your spirit. In reality, think how delicious it would be if you got them off the hook, they got you off the hook, and they're busy with other things. It's just a non-issue. You don't have to be best buds, although that could be nice. But it wouldn't be great if it was just neutral. So I'm doing that right now for the M family.
Yeah.
And for you as well. And for you as well, most importantly. And what I'd like you to do, if there is a wall in your house that's closest to their property, if you were to do a small altar of peace, a peace offering altar, and have a candle burning and lit, you could do pigeon doves, you could do their names, you could write something. One of the sweet things you can do, in the African tribe of the Dugar tribe in Africa, they do this great thing. My friend La, Emanike La, he's versed in that kind of mysticism. You get a ball jar, the canning jars, you put an index card, a wish that you get into harmony and enjoy and at least common ground with them, it's still coming off. You put it and you fill it with honey. You put cinnamon in, and you even go to a Hispanic store and get what they call Florida water. You put that in the jar. That becomes a generator of peace and harmony with your intention and your wish. You put it in a place where you can put flowers around it and candles, and not really have to interact or feel like you have to be a diplomat, but in the unseen realms and the spiritual realms, your heart of hearts is that you want peace. The reason why you don't have peace about this is because of fear. And fear, that's how wars are started. If one group is going to overpower the other, they're going to be defensive. Now, he's in an occupation that's all about that, right? Everything is confrontation, everything is defense, everything is the facade and the energy of control and authority. So imagine, he can't shake that, comes home, he has to deal with it too. But it's still taking time, and it's there it goes. It's starting to, the group, everyone, think of what it's like to be in conflict with someone like a neighbor or someone that intimidates you. Show them, by bringing in the light of the Christ, that all they are the same children they were at 5. They're just older now, hurting, worried about the world, not recognizing that the spiritual love and the principle of all humans wanting the best for their children and the best for themselves have to be extended to the family and the neighborhood of man. Neutral. Raise it now to the most applicable possible outcome of peace and harmony, even if it's just quiet. No, you'll take that, right?
Yes.
I want what she's having. Yeah.
Yes.
Here we go. Here we go. It's raising. It's a beautiful crystal that I have. I'm working with. It's wrapped in copper. It's got gold and magnets on it, and it is a powerful tool. I've done things nationally with this thing. Beautiful little pendulum. Okay, there we go. 60% as a collective. They, 60%. Show nothing but love. Be the willow that bends. Do not give in to the resentment. Just relax about it. And do what you can in any way to praise them at any time if you bump into them for a small kindness or something. Just be. Have your guns down. When your gun's down, your holster's gone. I remember seeing in a movie some years in Tibet, and they said, if we wrap our arms around the enemy and hug our enemies, they can't fight or draw guns because you're holding them. How do you feel?
Yeah. Yes, okay. It's exactly what I need to do. My heart starts to race every time when I see them, but I'm going to do what you say.
But do the altar, do the ritual, the ceremony, and you'll start coming up with ways to do other things. All of us are mystics, and we do things in the unseen realms and the spirit in secret. It gets manifest out in the world. So God bless.
God bless. Oh, wow.
Okay.
You know, so many of us have. Go ahead.
I'm starting to get tired.
Oh.
A lot of work today.
I know.
And if I may, I'd like to do a little commercial for myself, and that my website is BillBowersGuidance.com. We can actually do these kind of circles on the phone privately with a few group of people. Like if you have a group in your home, we can do readings and or this kind of work. The other things that I do is I do have a newsletter. So if you go on my newsletter on my website, BillBowersGuidance.com, that you sign up for the newsletter. And also, I am available to be in your area if it's planned right. Because not only do I do this work, I also do private sessions, manifesting circles, which is kind of like what we did today. We actually did a manifesting circle using dowsing, which is two modalities in one, and then a little bit of psychic readings. I also encourage people to get into their bodies and move. I lead ecstatic dance, movement which is more spontaneous movement to an aerobic wave of music that's very, very, very powerful in the spiritual realms. We need to get into our bodies and shake some of this emotional stress, get the lymphatic system going. You don't have to be a dancer. You don't have to even know how to move. You're just moving and moving intuitively in trance-like state where your body becomes the expression of the sound. So those are some of the things that I'm doing. And I'm also available for businesses. I'm working with court cases. I'm working with businesses, dowsing the honesty of the employees, making sure that everybody's on board with the right resources. It's just hitting the roof with, there's nowhere we cannot go with the combination of these services. So consider that. And thank you all for having me here.
Thank you, Bill. So did you want to go ahead and take us into a 2-minute meditation to kind of calm us down after all of this work and relax us? Or, and then we'll
calm down, will you? Now calm down. Oh, by the way, my dream has been shattered. I thought, I remember you were saying about, you know, that women was looking for men to take care of them. I was looking for Reggie and Cynthia to take care of me.
Well,
and actually, I want to acknowledge both of you, the work that you put into this first maiden voyage of this kind of conference call. Can I ask you, and then we'll go into the meditation, is there a way we can track each other and see how we're doing?
Yes. If they go to circlesofprosperity.org,
yeah,
and click on the members link, you want to become
okay.
a member, and then they can participate in the forum.
Got it. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And So join my mailing list, and I'll send out an email telling you exactly how to do it. So if you go on the website, sign up and join our mailing list, and I can walk you through the whole thing.
Very good. Okay. So, Cynthia, do you have any music for us? What we do
I certainly
meditation?
Do.
Okay. You're going to play it yourself? There you go.
Yeah. And we'll close
everyone,
out.
Everyone to really recognize that something more than what you think happened tonight. That there are things emotionally, ahas, some things are going to come through for you that you will link back to what happened tonight. And forget what you think you know, but understand that you are open for the expansion of miracles, synchronicities, people to come into your life. Resolution without any effort. Trust anything that comes to you as the form of a blessing or a resolution. Full deep breath. The flame over your head now wants to diminish and close and enter into the heart and close off that connection so it's no longer that powerful. It's time for rest. Peace of God that excels all thought and heart and minds will guard your heart and mental powers. You put your hand on your heart or in the middle of your chest. And ask for and allow for an easier life this day forward, and so it is. full breath, sigh of relief. Another deeper breath, sending out an irresistible invitation. Your guides help you sleep tonight and integrate the energy infusion of this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us.